Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled Stand Unmovable. Today's meditation was written by Ikechukwu Mpama. We shall be taking our Bible reading from 1 Corinthians 15:58. 1 Corinthians 15:58 reads, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." I have just read from the King James Version. Evelyn first noticed the change in Frank when she spent some time with him at his office. She noticed how glib and economical with the truth he had become. It was then that she began to look back in retrospect and began to clearly see that for some time now, Frank was beginning to nurse an unhealthy drive for material wealth. The thing was, Frank had changed church some 2 years ago from the church where he grew up and got saved to a new place where an unscriptural and undue emphasis was made on wealth. Ephesians 4:14 talks about the effect of the wind of doctrines on the immature believer. False teachings and wrong doctrines provide very slippery slopes that can trip up the undiscerning believer. This is because what a man believes affects his conduct and actions. A believer who has been receiving teachings that make light of walking in righteousness will not find it very difficult to begin to house and harbor a girlfriend in sin and shame, but still be very committed to church. So to stand unmovable, one of the key things to consider is the doctrine teaching you are receiving. It was in 2 Timothy 3:16 that it was stated that all scriptures are inspired of God and are profitable for doctrine. Sound doctrine takes into account all the counsel of the scriptures, being careful to emphasize what the scriptures emphasize. Whenever we begin to cherry pick and run off with just a portion of scriptures, we can run into error and drift from the life and call to which we have been called. False doctrines are dangerous to the health and growth of a believer's walk with the Lord. The Bible is replete with warnings against false doctrines. Don't handle with kid gloves what the scriptures treated with seriousness. Pay attention to what you hear and grow into maturity so you no longer be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. Be unmovable. Go into today determined to value and heed sound doctrine and remain steadfast in the Lord. Prayer, Lord, help me stand steady and unmovable. Give me an aversion to false doctrine. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Psalms 54 to 56. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Psalms 54, 56.
Psalm 54, for the director of music, with stringed instruments, a Maskil of David. When the Ziphites had gone to Saul and said, "Is not David hiding among us?"
Save me, O God, by your name. Vindicate me by your might. Hear my prayer, O God. Listen to the words of my mouth. Arrogant foes are attacking me. Ruthless people seek my life. People without regard for God. Surely God is my help. The Lord is the one who sustains me. Let evil record on those who slander me. In your faithfulness, destroy them. I will sacrifice a freewill offering to you. I will praise your name, Lord, for it is good. You have delivered me from all my troubles, and my eyes have looked in triumph on my foes.
Psalm 55, for the director of music, with stringed instruments, a Maskil of David.
Listen to my prayer, O God. Do not ignore my plea. Hear me and answer me. My thoughts trouble me, and I am distraught because of what my enemy is saying. Because of the threats of the wicked. For they bring down suffering on me and assail me in their anger. My heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death have fallen on me. Fear and trembling have beset me. Horror has overwhelmed me. I said, "Oh, that I had the wings of a dove. I would fly away and be at rest. I would flee far away and stay in the desert. I would hurry to my place of shelter, far from the tempest and storm. Lord, confuse the wicked. Confound their words. For I see violence and strife in the city. Day and night they prowl about on its walls. Malice and abuse are within it. Destructive forces are at work in the city. Threats and lies never leave its streets. If an enemy were insulting me, I could endure it. If a foe were rising against me, I could hide. But it is you, one like myself, my companion, my close friend, with whom I once enjoyed sweet fellowship at the house of God as we walked about among the worshipers. Let death take my enemies by surprise. Let them go down alive to the realm of the dead, for evil finds lodging among them. As for me, I call to God, and the Lord saves me. Evening, morning, and noon, I cry out in distress, and he hears my voice. He rescues me unharmed from the battle waged against me, even though many oppose me. God, who is enthroned from of old, who does not change, he will hear them and humble them, because they have no fear of God. My companion attacks his friends. He violates his covenant. His talk is smooth as butter, yet war is in his heart. His words are more soothing than oil, yet they are drawn swords. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. But you, God, will bring down the wicked into the pit of decay. The bloodthirsty and deceitful will not live out half their days. But as for me, I trust in you.
Psalm 56, for the director of music, to the tune of A Dove on Distant Oaks, of David, of Mictan, when the Philistines had seized him in Gath.
Be merciful to me, my God, for my enemies are in hot pursuit. All day long they press their attack. My adversaries pursue me all day long. In their pride, many are attacking me. When I'm afraid, I put my trust in you, in God, whose word I praise. In God I trust, and I'm not afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? All day long they twist my words. All their schemes are for my ruin. They conspire, they lurk, they watch my steps, hoping to take my life. Because of their wickedness, do not let them escape. In your anger, God, bring the nations down. Record my misery. List my tears on your scroll. Are they not in your record? Then my enemies will turn back when I call for help. By this I will know that God is for me. In God, whose word I praise. In the Lord, whose word I praise. In God I trust and am not afraid. What can mere human beings do to me? I am under vow to you, my God. I will present my thank offerings to you. For you have delivered me from death and my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before God in the light of life.